have an affinity for him because he gave me my first shot.
How do you feel your season went?
It was good, there was bad, there was ugly. Mm-hmm. But I can sum it up in one word, and that's gratitude. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Now I get a chance to process things. I think I'm reminded of a Julio Iglesias song called La Carretera, which means the highway, and it's a journey. You know, it's a journey, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten to share it with the men in this room and the people in this building. It's been truly a special ride, and you know, I hope I made them all proud. I hope I was able to give what was expected of me, and I know that I'll forever cherish these moments, because when it comes down to it, you know, you make a living by what you take, but my life by what you give, and I feel like I gave everything, so I guess nothing more I can do.
Is it too soon, Giorgio, to think of next year and coming into camp again and battling for this spot again?
Maybe so. I feel like I can finally take a deep breath now and start to look and process at this season, the things that I did well, the things that I'd like to improve. So I haven't really looked far ahead into the future. Right now I'm just kind of staying on the gratitude that is just kind of bubbling out of me right now.
And it is in the future, but obviously the name that's out there, the reports, John Gruden. Do you know Gruden more as a coach, or do you know him as the guy on Monday Night Football?
The guy on Monday Night Football, though I did run into him in the elevator at the hotel in Philadelphia, so I hope I made a good first impression.
Any thoughts about Jack leaving?
As I said earlier, I think I respect him as a man, I respect him as a coach, and I know I'll be, in a way, forever indebted to him for giving me my first shot. So I wish him and his family the best, really do.
Do you feel like you did show this year that you deserve a job here in this league as a kicker full-time?
I think that's for other people to decide. Like I said, I'm very pleased with the overall experience. From a human standpoint, it was so rich, you know, and that's something that, again, I look for. And again, I could have done a few things better, but, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
This is your first opportunity, even though you've been around the league for a while, mm-hmm. to have a season that you can actually use as a foundation mm-hmm. from which to build during an off season. Mm-hmm. What's the value of that, and how much will developments throughout the season dictate how you devote your attention toward your craft?
Sure. Well, I think it comes down to the intangibility of the experience. Once you go through things a bunch of times, you know, consciously, subconsciously, you just know how to handle them, you know how to deal with them, you know how to prepare for them. So I think, in a way, I'm going to let the undercurrents of everything kind of build into this experience moving forward, and just know that good, bad, or ugly, life goes on. Teammates still care about you. Coaches still support you, you know, whatever happens on the field. And you can only prepare as best you can, and then once you let it rip, you just kind of let it rip. That's one of the biggest lessons I think I learned this year.
You never know when a head coach comes in mm-hmm. who on the current staff will stay and who mm-hmm. may go off. And there are a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, what has Sealy meant to you? I know you guys have quite the history together.
Yeah. He's been a great mentor. I think he's been in my corner every place I've been with him. I consider him like a father figure, essentially, him and his assistant, Tracy Smith. I feel like they've always been very honest, very straightforward with me, and that's something that I really appreciate in this business. I feel like they, in a way, they kind of overstep, and they do care about me as a person, because they've been on this journey with me. I think they feel a part of it as well. I can't speak to that, but I feel that from my end. And you know, the amount of times that they've kind of stuck by me, that they've helped me through maybe some tough times, or you know, the ebbs and flows of my personal journey, it's something that I am forever, forever grateful for.
Georgia, can you talk about just playing for the Marine Nation this year for the first time on Sundays, and just kind of like what that experience was like?
It's special, man. There's only one Silver Black out there. I think it's an international brand, and it's the hometown team. So it's been an unbelievable experience. Once you get in the locker room, you see that jersey, especially the black jersey with the silver number. It's like, these guys are some tough guys, man. So to be able to don the silver and black in my hometown, you know, I've driven past the Coliseum hundreds of times growing up. It's very, very special. Again, I go back to the word I used earlier, gratitude. So grateful. And I hope I made the Raider Nation proud.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.